Hello, my luscious ones. I realize that you don't know any of this because you're not here with me in the naughty room doing this recording, but I've recorded this sort of mini update several times over today, and the long story short version of that is I was having a really frustrating day in general, and I have mainly good days. I make sure I have good days, and I kind of was venting a little in my previous recordings of this, but every time I record one, I would be like, ooh, I don't like that. That's negative. And then I'd record it again, and then I'd be like, I don't like that either. That's negative. And every time I'd record a new sort of version of this update, I'd feel a little lighter and a little better. And I know that, again, you don't realize this, but I wanted to make this audio to say thank you so much, because I don't think you realize how much just having you all here supporting me, listening to me, enjoying me and my naughtiness and my craziness really means to me. Because I did stop and reflect for a little while to say, just knowing that I was creating this for you all and how off it felt to me to create something, not like it was terribly negative, and I haven't had a terrible day in the grand scheme of things, but just that doesn't suit me, and it didn't suit who I am with all of you and who I am by nature. And I guess redoing this several times really hit home and made me see that, and really just like that changed my mood entirely. And you guys are responsible for that, and you don't even know it. So I thought it would be nice to say that to you and for you to realize that I may bring you joys and laughter and all that stuff, but you do a lot for me in return as well. I really don't have much else planned. I don't even know what I was planning to say in my monthly update. I just wanted to pop in and say hi to you all and thank you for helping me get over my frustrating day, even though you didn't know that. You do. You help me a lot. I also wanted... Oh, there goes my phone falling on the floor. Oh, this is a day. I can't even... I don't know. I don't know what is up with me in today. But... I do have kind of a funny story that I'll share with you that I probably would have put in my regular monthly update, which I guess this is turning out to be anyways. I went out to the garage to talk to Mr. Lacey, I guess. I never really give him a name, but I guess that works. And me and my naughty mind see something laying around, and I say to him, what's with the anal plug? And he's taken by surprise because his mind isn't naturally as dirty as mine. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I point to this thing, which is apparently a tool of some sort of chipper, chip hammer, chipping hammer, something that to me 100% looks like a medieval anal plug. I'm interested to see your opinions of it too. It's metal, which is, I guess, why I say it's medieval looking. I don't know, something about it. So then I was like, oh my God, I want to get a picture of this thing. And then he kind of rolls his eyes in a joking way and says, why, for your listeners? And I'm like, no, I think it's an interesting tool that you have there. Oh God, yes, I heard what I just said out loud. And he's like, here, I'll hold it. You can take a picture of me holding it for them. And I did. I have a picture. I'll attach it to this post, which will make more sense. Probably you've already seen it when you open this. And I think he explained what it was for. I don't remember. I really don't remember what he said. Something to do with metal or welding or something. I had no idea. But I thought that was funny and that you guys would think it was humorous. And by the way, for those who did listen to last month's monthly update when I was complaining about the temperature of his barbecuing meat skills, he wouldn't mind if I shared this with you. So it's not like I'm saying anything behind his back that I wouldn't say to his face. Well, maybe I would say it in a different way to his face. But like 2 days after I made that audio, a package comes in and he says, oh, are we having barbecue tonight? And we were, ironically. And he's like, good. And he opens up his package and he ordered himself this newfangled meat thermometer that you could actually put in the meat as it's barbecuing and close the barbecue and everything. And it does the temperature for you. And then it has an app that goes with it that sends something to your phone that tells you when your meat is at its correct doneness. And it automatically knows the right doneness for beef and chicken and all of that stuff so that Lacey won't have to put raw meat in her mouth anymore. And yes, I just heard that as I said it out loud as well. Well, you know, raw meat that shouldn't be... Okay, I'm going to stop. But so those were some funny things that also gave me a laugh and I thought might give you a laugh. That's really all my luscious ones. Just popping in to say hi. I've got more stuff coming live on Thursday. The end of Pleasure Palace, a story timer, letters to Lacey. I have a script still with a non-human character that I have to do. And ooh, I forgot. I did get my toy package, so I do have a toy review. I haven't even opened it, but I do have a toy review that I'm looking forward to. It's a good thing it's not today for several reasons, but anyways. So yeah, there's still some fun to come this month, and I'll look forward to talking to some of you live on Thursday. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.